Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is March 4th, and the title of this episode is S for Supportive Personality. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. If your primary personality trait is supportive, S, you are supportive, stable, steady, sweet, status quo, shy. You like routine, harmony, teamwork, and things to stay the same. You love being accepted and sticking with what works. You emphasize achieving stability and accomplishing tasks by cooperating with others. You will show patience and loyalty, and you're a good listener. You're motivated by infrequent change. Stability is the key, sincere appreciation, and cooperation. Your strengths include being calm, dependable, easygoing, trustworthy, efficient, practical, conservative, diplomatic, and humorous. Under control, you are relaxed, reliable, cooperative, single-minded, steadfast, soft-hearted, systematic, and amiable. In other people, you will notice patience, calmness, a desire for teamwork, and a methodical approach, kindness, caring, understanding, and gentleness. You like peace and harmony, helping others, friendly environments, finishing the job. You don't like insensitivity, surprises, intense conversation, sarcasm, pushiness, and misunderstandings. You're a hardworking team player. I'm married to an uber high S, and if you're a high dominant, there's a good chance you're married to one too. In love relationships, opposites generally do attract. When you're out of control, you lack initiative. You're dependent, used by others, indecisive, uncommunicative, inflexible, resistant to change, easily manipulated, slow, and resentful. You also have an overwillingness to give, and you put your personal needs last. This is how others take advantage of you. To be your best, you need to deal well with your fears and limitations. One of your biggest limitations is making change. You do not like change. So you need to learn to accept change and be a lot more flexible when you can. Set up systems to notice when you are being inflexible. Tell your team that as an S, you are wired to not like change. Ask them to challenge you in love and help you work toward it. Supportives make great teammates. You learn your job extremely well. You perform well. You help out everywhere. You do a lot of the work. You will be involved in as much or as little as others want you to be. You don't do well with dominance. You're sensitive, and D's have a tendency to step on you unintentionally, which causes a lot of problems. On the other hand, D's think S's are lazy because they move more slowly than other personality types. Be patient with one another. D's, remember to be kind. S's, remember to express yourself candidly. S's, raise your D personality and be stronger when you need to. Dominants and supportives can work very well together because D's like to lead and delegate, and S's like to do the work. Don't let others take advantage of you. The hardest word for you to say is no. Learn to say it well so you can accomplish the important things first. 30 to 35% of the population is a supportive personality type. This is the largest group. The majority of people fall into this category. Note to dominance. The largest part of the population is an S, your opposite. Recognize that this is the largest part of the population and change your attitude to be more gentle and kind, and you will be much more successful. Here's a $1 million takeaway for S personalities. When someone asks you to do something that you are not comfortable with or unsure of, ask them for 24 hours before you give them an answer. Go home and ask your spouse, your mentor, your counselor, call me, somebody anyway. Get their feedback and let them help you learn to say no. This one system will save you a lot of headaches and heartaches over the rest of your life, seriously. Lord, help me to say no when I need to and to be open to change. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.